The personal information of more than 77,000 Alaskans is missing, and officials are concerned that it might have been the result of identity theft. The people involved were teachers, state employees, or retirees in 2004 or earlier. Attorney General Daniel Sullivan says accountants with PricewaterhouseCoopers were doing contract work for the state in a lawsuit against Mercer Incorporated, the state's retirement system's former actuary. PricewaterhouseCoopers has accepted responsibility for the lost documents and has agreed to cover the cost of protecting those whose information could have been compromised. Sullivan says the company will pay for credit monitoring or credit security freezes, and it will reimburse any Alaskans for losses as a result of the security breach. He says there's no indication that any of the information has been misused.
A number of times these cases, nothing bad happens, but we're acting out of an abundance of caution. And to be honest, we're hoping that the firm who misplaced this finds it. And that's still very much a possibility, and we have been working very diligently with them to make sure they are looking at every possibility of where this information might be.
PricewaterhouseCoopers found out in early December that it was missing the information, which contained names, birth dates, and social security numbers of those in the state system. Sullivan says they only notified the state of the loss last week.
Well, let's just say when I heard about it and understood when they originally knew about it, that it wasn't, we weren't pleased, and the initial phone call from me to senior officials at PricewaterhouseCoopers wasn't very pleasant.
All of those whose names were on the missing documents will be notified by the Department of Administration, detailing what they can do for their own protection. An 800 number has also been set up to handle concerns. That number is 1-800-821-2251. More information has also been posted to the Department of Administration's website at doa.alaska.gov.